Is the law made void? Question number 74. Paul writes, "One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks." Romans 14:5-6. In the light of this scripture, is it not true that one is saved by faith no matter what his doctrinal belief may be in the Sabbath and in diet? Answer. Having anticipated this very question, inspiration through Paul and his co-laborers straightway answered it. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law. Romans 3:31. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. James 2:10. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou knowest well, the devils also believe, and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? For, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2:14, 17, 19, 20, 26. Again, having written, "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed," Galatians 1:8, Paul could not possibly have turned around and advocated that a man can be saved by a gospel of his own, by what he himself thinks or does. No rational person who believes Paul's writings as a part of Holy Writ can honestly convince himself that Paul would at one moment uplift the law and at the next moment tread it down. Decidedly, therefore, one's interpretation of the apostle's writings must be such as to make them consistent. In Romans 14:5-6 he is endeavoring to correct unfair criticism by admonishing the believers that everyone must be persuaded in his own conscience, and that the duty of a Christian is to keep, speak, and teach the truth, not to demand obedience to it, not to despise those who eat, or those who do not, or those who esteem one day above another, but to let all be fully persuaded in their own minds. In short, a Christian's duty is to be charitable, to be an altogether Christian, having a mind of his own, but ever being ready to forego his opinions for "thus saith the Lord." That the Sabbath and consequently all the other commandments are perpetual, to be kept even hereafter, anyone can easily see from the following scriptures, and it shall come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66:23. And looking forward to the time of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, the time just ahead of us, the Lord admonishes the people who will be living at that time, "Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments." Malachi 4:4. "Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment, and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that laid hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger, that hath joined himself to the Lord, speak, saying, The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger, that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God which gathereth the outcasts of Israel saith, Yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered unto him. Isaiah 56:1 through 8. As therefore not only the Sabbath, but also the whole law is to be kept now, and forever by both Jew and Gentile, faith does not do away with the law of God, but rather establishes it forever, and enables one to keep it. Those who are truly converted to God, through the righteousness of Christ, find no hardship in obeying the law, they delight to do God's will. And finally, when they enter the promised land and God gives them new hearts, and inscribes His commandments thereupon Ezekiel 36:23-29, then for the cleansed ones to venture to sin will be a thousand times greater trial, than it was to Joseph in Egypt, when he cried out against temptation, "How can I do this great wickedness, and sin against God?" Genesis 39:9, and no more possible than it was for Christ. Indeed, sin will be as naturally abhorrent to us then as death is now. Christ makes this possible by washing away our sins with His precious blood, recreating in us a sinless nature, a new heart, while taking us from among the heathen, and bringing us into our own land. Ezekiel 36:24.